Now I want to move on to expenses. Section N, expenses payments, a blue section. And again, very important, section N, look at what the P1190 says. At the end, it says taxable payments. So this is where we'd be looking for a dispensation. But we'll start off travel and subsistence expenses, except any mileage allowance payments for the employee's own car, which would have gone in section E if there was anything to report. A section 336 claim would be required if there's no dispensation to claim for the tax deductible expenses. What is taxable travel? Home to work travel is taxable. Questions, is home a permanent place of work? There are exemptions such as late night taxis in limited circumstances, exemptions when public transport is disrupted, exemptions for permanently disabled employees. Next section, a big item on the P11D, entertainment. First of all, trading organisations have to enter a tick or cross in the box to say if the business entertainment costs are disallowed. But there aren't separate entries on the P11D for business entertaining, staff entertaining and working lunches. There's just one entry of entertainment. And we have to report just one figure here. And then as a separate item, claim expenses which are deductible unless there's a dispensation for all business entertaining. The question always here is there taxable staff entertaining? Are there working lunches which might be taxable? Are there job-related training events where the lunch would not be taxable? These need to be looked at. Next item is general expense allowance. Is there a general expense allowance that hasn't gone through the payroll that needs to be reported here that's not covered by P11D dispensation? We also have the use of home telephone. Rental costs for the employer director's home telephone will be liable to tax and national insurance and should be reported here. We would have to report unidentified call costs, which are all liable. Internet or broadband costs might go here as well, but the question is, who is the subscriber? HMRC says that if the company is the subscriber, it doesn't have to be reported. If the employee or the director is the subscriber, it will have to be reported. Also, your non-qualifying relocation expenses would go on this section of the P11D. So going back to the relocation we looked at earlier, Toby's costs, if 3,000 of them were for non-qualifying expenses, we'd report it here at section N instead of at section J. Then we have incidental overnight expenses where there's tax relief on the first £5 in the UK and £10 overseas. But if the employee is allowed to stay away on business in a hotel and spends more than £5 or £10 overseas, it has to be reported here. The whole amount is a tax benefit. Then it goes on to other expenses, sweeping up items which need to be described and included here. Any benefits or facilities whatsoever nature, and includes things such as the cost of work on the director's home. Before I finish, one point, company mobile telephones. The law changed from the 6th of April 2006, so for 2006-07 reporting. We now have to report mobile telephones if there's more than one. There's still no tax charge and nothing to report if there is only one mobile telephone provided to an employer director. But if there's more than one, potentially it has to be reported. A mobile telephone and a BlackBerry, which is primarily for email use, nothing to report.